Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 7th of Muharram 1447. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Zap. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa da'id khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, where is Mufti Saab currently and how is the Durban tour going?
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Mawlana Zahid, Durban is the place to be now in winter. You know how cold it is there by us in our old Transvaal, New Gauteng, present time with minus. Here, mashallah, we landed 4 o'clock and all time afternoon, night time also, the program, no jersey, nothing. We wear summer vest. And little bit it gets cold for just time, you know what you call it, little bit nappy, you know. So yeah, mashallah, we in Durban and we were there in Uslanga and so forth. So everything is fine today. When I look outside, it's a wonderful, beautiful day. But Durban is but full now. You know that they have the Durban July, the horse racing. So that is the biggest horse racing race in the whole of Africa. So people come from far and wide, you know. And on a lighter note, I said it in the morning, this morning's program. I said in the 60s and I don't know when, 70s, before I went to Karachi. So even we used to look at the July handicap, they used to call it those days. And one horse name was Mufti. And that horse came out second in the race. So the ulama, they objected on that name. And they said, how can you keep the horse name Mufti? So, but they just can't get it on with it. So that was, I just made a joke. But it's a reality story, real story that happened, you know. So anyway, so that's why a lot of people here from here and there. But the weather program all going well. Alhamdulillah, today we are with day in the clear estate, inshallah, in Majid and Mahmoud. So that will be after Isha. So alhamdulillah, everything going very well with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Gee, how's your side? Everything all right?
Gee, alhamdulillah, everything is well this side.
Master.
Mufti Saab, as we see Muharram, 10th of Muharram, firstly, tell us in South Africa and abroad, when will be the 10th of Muharram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that we have to be honest to ourselves. We can't be, you know, I always say, adopt the hostage mentality. And we have international listeners. You know, yesterday I received a message from Australia. And that person was asking me, you know, that article, who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. And today I got something also from another country, in the New Zealand or somewhere. So therefore, we'll have to tackle this whole issue from two angles. One is our date and one is the Saudi date. We don't agree with it, but that does not mean that people are not going to follow them. People will follow them. You know, people say there's Maulana, there's Sheikh, and then the following. Now, what must we do? So, I mean, you can't really blame them also. The fault lies with these guys here in the Saudis, you know. So let us tackle our problem first. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So for us, remember, today, Thursday, is the 7th of Muharram. And that is the correct date, right? Then tomorrow is the 8th. Then Saturday, Sunday will be the 9th and the 10th. Now here's one term I want you, the esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, to learn. We must learn every day something new. When you study all the ahadith, you know, on this topic, then you will find in some places it is mentioned Sumu At-Tasu'a Wal-Ashura. So what is Tasu'a? Yesterday I mentioned it. So one of the brothers looked at me, now what language are you speaking like, you know? So Tasu'a means the 9th of Muharram and Ashura means the 10th. So Saturday Tasu'a and Sunday will be Ashura. But those people who are following Saudis and so forth, so like tomorrow, today's election, you see. So I can tell you that he will speak about Ashura and what have you and all that. So because why? So tomorrow will be day 9. And then you must remember Saturday will be day 10. So day 10 will be on that. So those of you, let's say in Europe, America, wherever you are, and you're following the Saudi calendar, so yours, we don't agree with it. Let me make my stance very clear. And I think that, you know, every day we're speaking about this. In fact, this morning was a very, very terrible. And I sent it out to all the groups that, you know, the Saudi regime told the Israelis, finish Hamas, you know. And they financing it, you know. I mean, now, how low can you go, you know? So, but anyway, Allah will deal with them and this type of thing. So we come back to our topic. So those of you who are following the Saudi regime and their calendar, so your 9th will be tomorrow. And then your 10th, your Ashura will be on Saturday. So we have to address that as well. So therefore, I said, let us do Ashura today so we catch everybody. Whether you're following the Saudi calendar or you're following the correct calendar. So correct calendar is Saturday and Sunday, is Tashu'a and Ashura 9th and 10th. And if you're following Saudi calendar, then it will be Friday and Saturday. So that is what we should understand.
Mufti Saab, so there's the two extremes that we see. And the one is some people are mourning, and the other is going to the other extreme of going into the mode of giving gifts. Mufti Saab, can you please clarify both sides and tell us the reality and clarify both sides?
What we should do, first let us go in our history. And in that way, we discuss it academically. What is Ashura? And how did it gain importance and significance? So when you study the Quran Sharif and you study the Sunnah Mubarakah, then you find the following. That Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah. I remember very well. I don't know when you all went to school, if this topics were still taught in school. I'm speaking of a government school, you know. So I'm speaking of the 60s. So we used to have a period. I used to find it very interesting, to be honest, you know. Once a week, they call religious studies. So they would call it Noah and the Ark, you know. Noah and the Ark. So we say Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam and the Safina. You know, these are the terminologies Quran uses, right? So we must give currency to that, what the Quran teaches us. So then they made a mockery of him for what you're making the Safina and all that. There's no rain, there's no flood, there's no dust, whatever. So anyway, then Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, if you read chapter 71, the whole surah is dedicated to him, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. And then he tried every way humanly possible to invite his people. Eventually, the people said they should cover their faces and wastawshaw thiyabahum wasallu wastakbaru istikbara. If you read chapter 71, verses 8 and 9 and all that, you see, you will find it in the Noble Quran. So they put their fingers in their ears. We don't want to hear you. We don't want to see you. And now, like, you know, you just chase a person away. Allah forbid. So that's the time Nabi Nuh alayhi salam cried to Almighty Allah. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Therefore, when we discuss du'as, we all go through this in life, you know, that you feel you're getting knocked by different sides, you know. This right is knocking you, left is knocking you. This one, sometimes your own people are knocking you, your own family, your son or daughter or whoever, you know. And now you don't know where to turn to. So that is the beauty of Quran Sharif. Wherever we want something, so then you will always find some ilaj. So the Quran Sharif is shifa, is cure. Cure physically and spiritually. So he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. O Allah, that I am overpowered, overwhelmed, فَانْتَصِرْ. So you defend me, you help me, Ya Allah. He just made the dua. Who? Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. I told you his nami, his pedrami is mentioned 43 times. And his surah 71 is dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. And then from the ground, from the sand, you find that the fountains and the springs and all that, the water started bubbling and everything. I must tell you something very interesting also. That just Allah put in my head now. And it will be very interesting for the listeners also. And then from the heavens and the skies, the rain started coming. Now when all this started, now this you must write down. And you esteemed listeners, you must make a note of it. All this started on the 1st of Zulhijjah. How we know? I'll tell you now. So it started on the 1st of Zulhijjah. The interesting point, let me mention it now before I forget, when we went to Iraq, you know, in 2000, so we went to Kufa. So they, mashallah, they had some nice great ulama and guides. So he took us to a big place there, next to Jamir al-Kufa. Now Jamir al-Kufa, if you know the history, Sa'd ibn Waqas, now who is Sa'd ibn Waqas? He's a mashara mubashara. أَوَّلُ مَنْ رَمَاسَهَ مَنْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He's the first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah. He shot an arrow in all four directions and told them, this is the boundary of Jami al-Kufa, and your Jami means the masjid, the big masjid. And around it, you build your houses, you sahaba, tabi'in, all that. And now when you look at Quran, you'll find the word Tanur is mentioned, you know. So there, they got one big black place there. So he said that this place was where the Nishani was. That now is the time that they must jump onto that boat and into that ark and whatever you call it. So they must now, it's time to go and then start the journey. So it is. Now this we can't say is 100% that place, but that is what they told us there in Kufa in Iraq. So that's why we must read these verses and then we will find it there and it will become very, very interesting. Therefore, Quran is not a book of history. It's not a book of geography. It's a book of guidance. Hudal linnas. You see that? And we must look for it so that you call Ardul Quran. That way and way is Allah Ta'ala speaking of it. If we say that now, فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا, that Allah Ta'ala sent the punishment on this gay community. So now when this has happened, so what happened? So we must prove the ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran. It became the lowest portion as far as altitude goes in the world. When a Nabi, Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, so he, 27 times, his nami, isme grami is mentioned in the Quran, and he cried to Allah, chapter 29, verse 30, Rabbin surni ala qawmil mufsideen. Oh Allah, assist me against these troublemakers, mischief makers, the gay brigade and so. And then, Allah Ta'ala instructed him, that is, Jibreel alayhi salam, go pick up that land of Sodom and Gomorrah and smash it to the earth. So that is how you prove. Now see here, Hatta idha ja'a amruna wa farat an-nur, qul nahmil fiha min kullin zawjayn ithnayn. So this wa farat an-nur, we saw it. But I'm telling you, I can't say 100% it is that. But that is what the ulama have written and said. It is there as part and parcel of Kufa, the masjid there, and so forth. You see, that is the time he knew he must start his journey, and those who got the iman will accompany him, and everything he must take a pay, male and female, and so forth, and so on. So all this started, right? Then, what happens? Go in front. And where is this? In Surah Hud, chapter number 11, verse number 14. And then that flood and deluge, God, Quran calls it Tufan. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. So three terms we got so far. Nuh, Noah, right? So 43 times his nami mentioned in the Quran. Nuh means to console people. There's a janaza, somebody is very sick. You go there, you console them because now they are crying and you know they're very emotional. Or for example, a person is very sick, he just got the news that, you know, the results came out positive and now his condition, his life condition won't be the same. Like that, so it means you give people courage and so forth, like that, you see. So that is part of our Islam also. So no, you see that? So that is how he used to do, cry with the people, like also, to console them. And then it started there, and the flood is going on. And only in that boat and ship, what we want to call it, ark, Quran says, وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. In the same verse, if you look at it. And that is, you must remember, the chapter 11, verse 40. So they say the ulama wrote were only 80, 82 people maximum. Some ulama wrote 80, some wrote 82, like that. So imagine after 900 years, 950 years, now what effort to believe, only 80, 82 people embrace Islam. You see? So his own wife dispatched to Jahannam, own son dispatched to Jahannam, all this in the Quran, you see. So then for 40 days, this raining tsunami, you know, what we will say. And then go in front what Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ardu bla'i ma'aki. Oh, you the land, now you swallow it and you take the water down. You see this? Wa ya sama'u aqli'i. And you the sky and the cloud, you stop raining. Wa ghid al ma', so the waters that are now decreasing like you know. Wa qudi al amr, the matter was decided. Wastawat ala al judi. Wastawat, a wastawat al safina. So now it stopped at judi. So where judi is there in Iraq also. So it stopped there. Now when we study hadith, that's why I said we must go into the history of everything and study it academically. So this happened on 10th Muharram. Where's the dalil for that? In Musnad Ahmad. So the boat stopped at Judi, that is Quran, the date 10th Muharram, Ashura. So from that day already, Ashura became so important and so forth, because we have dalil for it and evidence for it. Now you work 40 days, so first Zulhijjah, 30 days, and first you must remember 10 days, so that gives you the 40 days. So that is how the tufan, the tsunami, the deluge, the flood took place, and so forth. And this ayat here of the Judi is chapter 11 and verse 44. Now chronologically, let's go further and we fast forward. Then came the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. This we did many a time, I told you. So you must remember his Nami Nami Ismigrami is mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. And it is mentioned that most among all the prophets and messengers. And then there's the tussle, the conflict going on between Haq and Batil. The Pharaoh, he's so crazy, drunk with power, he said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. That I am your supreme being. I am divinity in the form of humanity and all. That all is in Quran. We know that. So what happens is Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, his Nami Nami mentioned 20 times in the Quran, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. So they inviting the people towards Allah Jalla Wala all that. Then he also made dua. What dua he made? Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 85-86. Alallahi tawakkalna, and he told his people, you also must read this dua. Alallahi tawakkalna, that's what we're telling ourselves, we're telling the Palestinians, we're telling the Kashmiris, we're telling the people in Burma, we're telling the people in Sudan. Everybody should be reading this dua against the tyrants and oppressors and tenpot dictators. The dua of the Musa alayhi salam and his people, Ya Allah, only upon you we place our trust. You can't be placed in class on America. You got Trump, the narcissist, ego, a psychopath, a crazy bad guy. You can't trust United Nations. You can't trust United Kingdom. Nobody you can trust. You can't trust the Sunni nations and Muslim countries. Most of them are haramis and murtads and shaitan. So you see, so Allah alone we place our trust. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi zalimin. Ya Allah, do not make us a trial for a people who are the zalims and the oppressors and transgressors. Wa najjina bi rahmatika min alqawmi alkafirin. So that is Nabi Musa alayhi salam teaching his people. Then after decades and decades and decades, they got the emancipation. And lo and behold, in time of Mustafa, now we go further forward to understand what happened. So in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Milad Mubarak took place in Makkah, and the people were already fasting in Makkah 10 Muharram. So one fast they should keep. If you study the history of Tariqul Kiswa, the history of the Ghilaf, the Kiswa, you will know in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, the Kiswa, they used to change the Ghilaf, the Kiswa on 10th Muharram, the day of Ashura. This is long before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi of Surah Alaq and Iqra and all. So even they used to make ta'zim and honor the day of Ashura. So we started with Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. We came to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Now we come to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open Bukhari Muslim. Before the Ramadan fast and all that, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatahawa, the Master alayhi salam used to look for the most, wait and look and search, which day is Ashura, so he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will keep fast on that day. What is all this showing us? How important it is and how significant it is. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu migrated, came to Medina Munawwara. In Makkah, there's only mushrikeen. And the Muslims were there. There's no Jews or anybody, no real Christians or anybody. So first time interaction took place with the Jews was in Medina Munawwara. Lo and behold, the day came of Ashura, 10th Muharram. So they were fasting, the Jews. So Nabi alayhi salam asked them, why are you fasting? So go put Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. They said, Hada Yawmun Azim. This is a very important, significant day. Anjallahu fihi Musa wa Qawma. Allah Ta'ala rescued Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people. Wa aghraqa Fir'aun wa Qawma. And Allah Ta'ala drowned the Pharaoh and his people, you see. So imagine that the people, you see, the thought process. People today get so indoctrinated. So they couldn't believe that Bani Israel. How can the Pharaoh be dead? You know, he wielded power for decades and such a long period. Said he's God and all that. So Allah Jalla Wala in his infinite grace and mercy let his body come up and then it was preserved for humanity and posterity. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَا. So Allah Ta'ala preserved his body so that the people must know that this one here is a big shaitan, you see. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ. So how today, you see, that people, you must remember, you take Kemal Ataturk. So when he died, one couldn't even use the word died, when he fracked is Afrikaans word, he died like a dog, you know. So the land and the sand didn't accept him, you must remember that. If you go that side there to Ankara and all that, you will find that his body is there or wherever, or Istanbul, and he's just in one marble box, because he couldn't bury him, you must remember that. So that is Allah Ta'ala's one ghaibi nizam, one system Allah has, you must remember that. That Allah Ta'ala is doing us. I'm in charge, not people. I can destroy this whole universe in one split second. So see how it happened to the Pharaoh. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَا. Allah Jalla Wala preserved his body, you know. So this is the lesson me and you must take and so forth and so on. So that is what happened here. Now, when they told Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is why fasamahu Musa shukran lillah. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam was keeping this fast, you know, out of thankfulness and gratitude to Almighty Allah. So Mustafa habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nahnu ahqu wa awla bi Musa. You the jutlas, you the shaitans, you're corrupted. You the jutlas, you corrupted the teachings of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and we follow his pure teachings. So nahnu ahqu wa awla bi Musa. You see now how it goes. So now Nabi alayhi salam said, we also will fast, but continue fasting. We were fasting in Makkah, but now we will oppose you. Sumu yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu. Sumu at-tasi'a wal-ashir. That you open Tirmidhi, you open Mishkat, you open Musnad Ahmad, all that. And write this down in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse number 92. You will find that Allah speaks about how He, Allah, preserved the body of the Pharaoh. You see, indoctrination. People were totally, you know, it was something beyond their perception. You mean the Pharaoh died? And these type of things, we have to see that he died, you know. So Allah took him out, showed him. And when we went to Egypt one day, I don't know if you've been there, Mawlana. If you go, you must go to the Muthaful Fara'ina. That's the Arabic term. Muthaful Fara'ina. Fara'ina, Fir'aun. And you call that the Museum of the Pharaohs, English. So there you will find his body there. And not only him, how many other pharaohs there? They will tell you that his body was mummified 5,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. So when we went, the lady was the guide. So then one time, she said, this one is us. So before she could say, I shouted from the back, 5,000 years ago, she gave me a dirty look, you know, because everything she said 5,000 years ago. But she means the answer was right, you know. So this type of thing, because it is becoming monotonous, everything 5,000 years ago. But it's very interesting, you must go there. So chapter 10, verse number 92, and that is known as Muthaf, both ways you can read. Fara'ina, the Museum of the Pharaohs. So something worth seeing. So that is how this came about, so that we don't imitate the jutlas and so forth. 1 minute. I just had a sip of tea now, you know, my mouth is getting dry, so I kept some tea here. So now, inshallah, Saturday, Sunday, I made intention, we will fast. Yet, Durban weather is very nice also. So let's enjoy the tea and all that while we can, you see. So that is what I meant by the historical perspective. You must take Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's incident. You must take the Nabi Musa alayhi salam's incident. You must take the Quraysh incident, how they should change the khilaf. Now, I never saw them changing the khilaf. Why? Because whenever we went for Hajj, they used to change it on the 9th of Zulhijjah when we're going to Arafat. So now either you sit there in Makkah and then now we can't do that. We have to go to Arafat. We got groups with us, people with us. Now this MBS came, so now they changed it now. On 1st Muharram, the new year, that's the time they make that, the deal of Kiswa and change the Kiswa. And like, even now, 1st Muharram, Thursday, they did it and so forth last week, exactly a week. If you see the Kiswa and you are there or you see it on the videos, you will see it shining and glittering, you must remember that. So that is how they change it. And for you, the listeners, you should know something else. When you're standing there in the darbar, in the court of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you look through that, you know, Jaliya, you look through the fence, then you will see green, green. So if you go outside Makkah, where there is Ma'ridul Haramain Sharifain, the exhibition where it was a place you must visit if you are going to Makkah for Umrah and all that nowadays. It's free of charge and it's open, you see, every day, Saturday too, because nowadays, nowadays, Friday, Saturday is a holiday there. So Sunday to Thursday, you can go. Like what's today? Thursday, yeah, it will be open. But Friday, Saturday, it's closed. So they change it nowadays. They, you know, so they must follow the Jutlas. So Jutlas, Friday, Saturday, they make holiday. So Saudis also. Anyway, so next to it, they got Masnaul Kiswa. The Kiswa factory. We went there so many times. They gave us the cotton, they gave us the gilaf, you know, portion of it and like this and like all these kind of things. So in those days they allow, nowadays you may make appointment and this and all that, but sometimes they allow also. So if you go there, then, and you have a good guide, they will tell you even that in Masjid Nabawi, that green gilaf, you see, which they use there by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam darbar in court. So that also is manufactured there. And that they change every 3 years. This one in Makkah Mukarrama, the Kiswa, because it's exposed to the sun and all that day and night basically. So you know how hot it is there. So they change it every year. And then what they do, they cut pieces, they give the ambassadors, they give the scholar, they give some ulama and so forth and so on. There was one, I told you about this person, you know, Sheikh Alawi. You understand? Sheikh Muhammad Al-Alawi. So you must remember there, Sheikh Alawi. So he gave me a portion also. So one day I was there for his dirt and all that and that. So he asked me, you got? I said, no. So he took out the piece and he put it in my pocket. You understood? Say, Alhamdulillah. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl, you know. So anyway, so what I'm telling you this, so that is how you must understand the history of it from the in the light of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Now we come to what you are asking. One side is the Kuffar Shias. Shia say there's nothing about Muharram really important. It's only one thing that I had a debate on CII for that Husseini character. And he told us that. He said, there's nothing. The only thing important, when I told him, what you mean is nothing. Quran says, Minha Arbaatun Hurum, is one of the four sacred months. He said, yeah, that, but there's nothing else. So I told him, you're talking a lot of nonsense. What about the hadith? Afdalu Siyam, Ba'da Siyami, Ramadan, Shahrullah, Al-Muharram, the whole month is so holy, and every day you can fast and so forth. And they tell you, no, it's Mawdu hadith. That's the one answer they got, standard answer. For them, the only thing that happened on Ashura, and that is why it became significant, the Kufar Shias, is martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein. It's like this. Let me give you an example. Tomorrow is Friday. So you pass away, I pass away. I'll give long life, I'll give you an example now. So somebody passed away, you must remember that. So now you say Friday became important because he or she passed away. Now isn't that foolishness? So you must say that Allah Ta'ala honored that person, he, Allah, in his infinite grace and mercy, honored that person by giving him death on a Friday, in the month of Muharram. You see that? So now like your mother-in-law, she passed away on a Monday. So this is how you must explain to the people. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on a Monday. And she passed away when? In one of the Ashurul Hurum. So now the day also is significant, the month also is significant. So that's what you call tafa'ul. So therefore we make dua for all the marhumin that Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la and grant them very favorably sabr jameel. So somebody passes away with Iman and Islam. So same thing. You won't say that the Friday became important, you will say Allah honored them, not the other way around. So the Shia twist the facts and corrupt it, because that's why I say, when I should teach in Darul Newcastle, I should tell them, al-ikhtilaf baynana wa baynahum fi kulli shayin hatta fil jima'. We got ikhtilaf with them in everything so much, so husband, wife, conjugal relationship, also we got ikhtilaf. So how you can have ikhtilaf in that? We say fil qubul, we say only front door. These harami say they like back door business, you see. Openly they wrote, I got their tafsir and everything in their fiqh books. They say ityan fil adbar, to use the back door and go by your wife and all, it is totally permissible. There's no sun at all. We say mal'oonun man ata imra'atahu fi duburiha and all that stuff. That person is cursed and is absolutely haram and so forth. But they say, so when we got ikhtilaf like this harami, so it's nothing surprising when they twist the facts and they play with the ummah's emotions and feelings. And as you ask any person, our Indian people, you ask, why is Ashura important? They'll tell you, you don't know. Sayyidina Imam Hussein, God, you hear, oh, shahadat okay. So what you did? You twisted the facts the other way around. You must say this. Allah Jalla Wala wanted to elevate Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa, in Arabic you say Sibt. So the grandson of the Master alayhi salatu salam's rank and status on a Friday, the day of Ashura, in Maidan, in Kufuf, in Karbala, in Iraq, Allah Jalla Wala let him pass away there and so forth. So it is, that is the correct. Not that you turn the thing around and say, Muharram only got fazilat because of Sayyidina Hussein. Ashura got, you understand, virtue because of Sayyidina Hussein. So what happens to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam? What happens to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam? What happens to the Quraysh and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endorsing that? That is what they were fasting that time in Makkah, you must remember that. Even after Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receiving wahi, and is to fast, the one fast there. So it shows we must reject whatever this kufar Shias are distorting and giving the wrong picture to the ummah, you see. So that is our job. You know, I told you before many a time, Imam Shafi Rahimullah is the student. Imam Malik is his teacher. He used to call Imam Malik a Najmun. He say he's a star. So he's my ustad, Habibi. So the person asked him that you love so much, you praise him so much, but you wrote a whole book against him. He said, 100%. With love and respect, I wrote a book against him, because we don't have sheep mentality in Islam. We have قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. So I say that on this issue, he's my ustad, but I found other dalail and other evidence which is contrary to him, and I'm giving preference to that. Why? Because in my understanding and my opinion, this is the truth. But I still love the ustad, although I differ with him. So that is what you call tafaqquh fi deen, that we must understand the depth of the deen, and not like sheep, we just follow like blindly. Especially if you're ulama and that awam, you leave awam out. They don't understand what's going on. But if you're the real scholar and real alim and sheikh and whatever, so that is what we must understand, these things there. So the Shias are playing. I told you all the other day that I think me and Suleiman were doing a program. So I said, what these people do when you go to Iraq, they play on the emotions of people. They took us there because I'm the guide with them, with the people, so we went. And then they switch off all the lights. So now they play with the lights. They got guides there, you're like, you can't believe. If you want Arabic guide, is there Urdu, Farsi, English, what, French, German, whatever language, famous languages. So they got them all waiting there. You pay, obviously, you go inside. So they switch off the lights and then they put the red light on. And you see that light is like something moving. So they'll tell you, my brother, when it starts, my brother, you must know something is happening. My brother, see there, that is the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That is the blood of Imam Hussein. And thus, the way they rock, they play with the emotions, then they'll give you commentary, and this happened, this happened. When you finish, they're all crying, the people, and the lights go on, there's a big box waiting, they put money inside. You see how the game they play. This happened to us. I didn't put any money, obviously, but our people, you can't stop them. So you must say, hey, fill that box up, quick, quick, you must remember. So that's what the Shias do. You know very well that in the book of Sheikh Mufid al-Irshad, He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, raised his hand. Rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. He cursed the Shias. You said that you are coming here to help me and you're killing us, the Ahlul Bayt, and so forth and so on. So how can that be? And then he made this special dua. So today, whether your Ashura is on Saturday like the Saudis, or whether it's Sunday like we say the correct calendar, if you go to Pakistan, you go to Iraq, you go to Iran, you go to Lebanon, you go there, you go to the Pretoria, you go to different places, you will see in South Africa it has started. I saw it 100 times there in Karachi, in Pakistan. So people take the chain, take the knives, take the swords, and they're poking themselves, hitting themselves, and sometimes people die also. They call him Shaheed. You say he died because of the love of Sayyidina Hussein. We say Jahalat, that is totally haram. But who's going to listen to us, because it's all emotional discussion. So we say this is the bad dua of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu upon you. He said, Allahumma in matta'atahum ilahin. Ya Allah, if you give them life for a long time, the Shias, fafarzikhum firaqa, waj'alhum tara'iqa qidada, wa la tardal ghulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, make them splinter groups, let them fight among themselves. And then, do not let the rulers be happy and pleased with them. So when you see this, you know, that they're hitting themselves and they're making Hussein. Now that begs the question we have to come to, which you translated and so forth, and we all, you know, went through it together and so forth. So what is there? Man qatala al-Husayn. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein? So Sayyidina, understand this what I'm saying. So you must remember that he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, it was the 60th year of the Hijrah, 60. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu passed away on 22nd Rajab. And then Sayyidina Yazid, then Yazid was in power. So they didn't want Yazid. They said, no, there are other more capable people and so forth. Abdullah bin Zubair objected. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu objected. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu objected. They went to Makkah. So it was the day of Hajj, Yawmut Tarwiyah, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. He said, I am leaving. Sahaba came and they cried. Abdullah bin Abbas came, Abdullah bin Umar came, his own brother Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Muhammad al-Hanafiya came. They said, don't go. He said, no, these people invited me, I'll go. And the next day, the day of Arafat, the person who is a Muslim, he sent him for intelligence to go and see. They martyred him, murdered him also. Then he was going, he met the Farazdaq, the Shair. So he asked him, how's things there in Iraq? He said, they are hearts are with you, but the swords are against you. So he knew that he was trapped. Like what these haramis are doing, Israelis and Americans, they call the Palestinians. Do you know the history of Gaza? The history of Gaza is there were 400 places where they should give them aid, food and all that. Now it's only 4. And each one is a death trap, we must know that. When they come there, they shoot them deliberately and so forth and so on. And more than 600 they martyred already, did haramis and war criminals and so forth. So now he knew, but he said, never mind, let's go. Allah Ta'ala will take us, you see. So that is how. And when he met these Kufar Shias, they in Kufa, wherever he met them, all at Karbala, wherever. So he told them, you must remember that, well, let me go back to from where I came, let me go back to Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. They said, no. He said, let me go to any one of the hudud and the boundaries and the borders. I'll go make jihad. He said, okay, let me go meet Yazid. You understand? Me and he will have to. They said, no. So 3 options he gave, all 3 they rejected. And then on the 10th of Muharram, the Friday, in Maidan al-Tufuf, they were the ones who murdered and martyred him. And all the references are there from the Shia books. There are 2 eyewitnesses. One is the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zainul Abidin. And I got the book from Tehran, Mu'assasatul Balagh al-Imam Zainul Abidin. So they wrote the same ibarat there. And same text is written there. Where he told them, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You Shias, what will you do tomorrow? How will you face the Master alayhi salam? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. and he will tell you qataltum itrati, you murdered my beloved nawasa and sibtu rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa antahaktum hurmati, and then you were the ones, you must remember, you desecrated our exalted rank. Falastum min ummati, this is not my fatwa, not your fatwa, this is fatwa of Mustafa rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported to us by Zainul Abideen, who is the direct beloved son of him, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So what bigger dalil and evidence you want? And this is written in your books, but in my house I got the book there. Al-Imam Zainul Abideen, printed by in Tehran, there in Iran, and by the Muassasatul Balagh, because when I was in Newcastle, I had to write letters to them. And I read Abdul Qadir Husseini. They were 100% sure that they got one Shia guide. They didn't know. But Allah said, we were collecting all the data and information, so we'll use it one day against them. And now what they can say? Now they can't say anything. You must remember that. And then Tabrizi wrote that in his Ihtijaj. Then you come to Sayyidina Hussein's mother, is Sayyidina Fatima al-Kubra, the great Fatima radiallahu anha, who passed away on the 3rd of Ramadan, 6 months after the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 11th of Hijrah. But his daughter is Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima radiallahu anha, you see. So all this happened. She said, you Shia, tabbal lakum wa la'anatullah alaykum, Allah decimate you, Allah curse you. Qataltum abi al-yawm, kama qataltum jaddi bil-ams. Today, 10 Muharram, the year 61, you martyred my father. And in the previous time, you murdered my dada, my grandfather, 17th Ramadan, the 40th year after the Hijrah. They started singing poetry. We don't say. The Shias in your book, Ihtijaj, is written there. And you said, Qatalna Aliyan wa Bani Aliyin bisuyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. We murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. We murdered Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. So what bigger dalil evidence you want? Then you see, is written there in A'yan wa Shia. We Shia killed and martyred Sayyidina Hussein. And then we blame the Sunnis for all the crimes of ours. So this is all your sources. None of the sources I gave now are ours. All these are your sources, Shia sources. So therefore, we must be very, very clear on all these issues here. And we must not go and get fooled by the emotions of these people here. You see that? So we must understand this thing then. So that's one. And then I sent out one beautiful post. I don't know, Mozaid, if you saw it. I don't know if you met him, but I met him there in Blackburn, Mohan Yusuf Mutala. And the other brother was Jain Chipata. We met him there also, Mohan Abdul Rahim. These were two khalifas and students of Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah Warfadahu. And Sheikh loved them. In fact, if you know Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith, Nawar Allah al-Qadahu. So he, Sheikh's last itikaf was in South Africa, 81. We were there, Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, the last 10 days. And 82, first Shaban, he passed away. So it means his last Ramadan was in South Africa, in Stenger Masjid. Therefore, whenever I go to Stenger, I always somehow bring that in. You Stenger, how fortunate you are. And the Halim used to give that taste, still comes in my mouth till today. When I used to meet more, you know, Tutla used to kiss me, you know. So this time, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, very, very pious alim, you know. So as you say, Hazrat, aapki jo halim hai, us zamana ke, abhi tak iske zaika hai hamare muh mein, you know. You should just smile, you know. The taste is still there and all that. Thousands of people from where and where they came just to meet Sheikh and, you know, see Sheikh Hadith and so forth. So Sheikh wrote a waqia which Mohan Yusuf Mutala mentioned it. He said that it was the night, the eve of Ashura. He asked his murid students, how much Quran you read for Ahlul Bayt? He said, we just looked down. He said, you zalims, you say you love Ahlul Bayt. You never even read Quran for the Ahlul Bayt. Me every day from first Muharram till now, every day I finish one Quran Sharif. Every day I finish one Quran Sharif. Now, where are me and you, Mawzai? Where are me and you, O listeners? This is Sheikh. I go in myself. Day in Medina Munawwara, December time, is so cold. 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, day in that cold with a blanket and jacket and overcoat, reading Salat and Salam for 2.5, 3 hours. Me and you, we stand 2, 3 minutes, we run away. The police chase us away or we run away. When he used to read, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Muzammil, he read the whole surah Muzammil. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا مدثر، يريده سورة مدثر. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا أيها النبي، يريده سورة تحريم. Chapter 66 like that. So that was Shaykh al-Hadith Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Imagine every day one Quran. Love of Ahlul Bayt. He say, you all say, Shia this, Shia this. But at least they crying for the Ahlul Bayt. You never even cry, you never even did Quran. What you doing? So you see, he is reprimanding the students that we must know, we all claim, كُلُّ يَدَّهِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَىٰ وَلَيْلَىٰ لَا تُكِرُّ بِذَاتِ. Everybody claims they love Layla, but Layla say nobody loves me, only my Majnun loves me. So they told Layla that, you see, they told Majnun that this Layla of yours, her eyes are squint and that and that. He said, Majnun said, you need the eyes of Majnun to see the beauty of Layla. What the answer he gave? You tell our wives like that, they'll start lying. It's going to go for Mi'raj, you know that. That you say, you need my eyes to see your beauty, oh my poppy, oh my darling. And then, yeah, I know I'm going quickly now, time is going. Your husband, when must you spend on your wives and all that? So Saturday night you spend on them. Tell her, honey, take the money and all that. Little bit extra meal, do all Saturday. Everybody should fast, inshallah, on Saturday, Sunday. Ahtasibu ala Allah, ayyukafira sanata lati qablaha, sahih hadith. Open Mishkat, open Tirmidhi, open Muslim Namaja. Every hadith kitab almost got it. So previous years, sins are forgiven. And remember that we must make silatul rahim. We can fast, we can make ibadah whole night, but we're not speaking to people, you understood, our own family, other Muslims. Because why some argument took place, nothing is accepted. Utrukuma hatta yastaliha. So leave the two of them till they reconcile. You must remember that. So therefore, this is Shaitan's job. He'll create all this, especially husband, wife, yufarrikuna bihi bayna al-mar'i wa zawji, chapter 2, verse 102, and so forth. So make maafi. And remember, it's not day of a party and a jol and pray and all that. Hadith in Tirmidhi, taballahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akhareen, is a day of tawbah. And we must beg Allah for forgiveness. Allah forgave the Bani Israel. In the latter times and generations, Allah will forgive us as well. We must remember that. So that is what we should be doing, remember. And then last one, you asked about the gift. This is our business people. They want to make money. Commercialize Islam. Like how you make halal. You know halal logo. This halal. Water halal. Toothpick halal. Just money making. Who got doubting these things then? So you must remember that. So here also, he say, give is sunnah. It's not nothing to do with sunnah. So you want to give today, give tomorrow, no problem. For what you have to wait for Ashura and that. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahih hadith in Bayhaqi, tahaddu tahabu fa innal hadiyata tudhibu dhaghain. When you give gifts to one another, it will generate mutual love. It will remove the malice, rancor and hatred and so forth. So let us practice on Quran Sharif, practice on the Sunnah Mubarakah, practice what Sahaba radiallahu taught us, practice what the Awliyaullah, I just told you what the Shaykh is from the Awliyaullah, practice what the four schools taught us. So that is what we should be doing. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We fast on Saturday and Sunday and we open our hearts for our wives, our children, our family members. Inshallah this weekend, Saturday night and Sunday. Jazakallah khair. I think my time is up now. Let me just see the watch here. Yeah. So inshallah, Mawzaid, you can read all the programs to come. And inshallah, as I told you, tonight we will be there in Masjid al-Mahmood, where Maulana Ibrahim Badat is. In Clare Estate, inshallah, 7:15 the Jamaat, and after that the program will start. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khair. Suleiman, send me the podcast once everything is ready, inshallah, so we can send it out. Right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.